Mike Trout is out for 6 to 8 weeks. I know that you are a Mike Trout owner, Scott. Mm-hmm. I know that you are a Mike Trout owner, Matt. I don't think you own him anywhere, Corey, right?
No, I'm not a Mike Trout owner, but you know who is a Mike Trout owner?
Adam Ronis.
Adam Ronis.
Look at the smile on your face.
I love it.
But you might not love Corey who loves going injuries. To replace him with. I know, Scott, you have to replace Trout. Matt, you have to replace Trout. So, Scott, let's start with you. How do you replace Mike Trout?
Now, in the Greenwich Street Tavern League, I had the first overall pick, and I took Trout. And looking at my team, I don't think I can panic. I think when you look to replace a guy like Mike Trout, the gut reaction is, I can't replace a guy like this.
It's true.
But it's not necessarily the truth. You don't have to replace him all across the board. I look at the rest of my team, and I still have a lot of power in RBI production.
And then you say, shit, they just lost Mike Trout.
And then I look at the rest of my team. I say, the one thing that I'm going to lose significantly from him is speed. And I'd say, maybe I need to make a trade where I get like a Cameron Maybin or somebody like that. Somebody who could pick me up in the speed department while Trout is out. I don't think you have to act like it's the end of the world. And stay in contention. Stay within that top 4 or 5 till he comes back, and then he can push me towards the top. There's no way you're going to replace one player like that unless you make some sort of major deal and pull apart the rest of your roster. Look at your categories. Look at where you can keep treading water. You can keep contending and focus on the ones where you're really going to lose something. And for me, that's what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, if you just look at Trout, I mean, across the board, this guy is awesome. So in a 15-team league, I'm going to disagree. You really can't replace him. I understand what Scott's doing. He's looking at categories. But your overall team is going to take a major hit. Batting average, homers, runs, RBIs. I mean, if you get lucky, you have to really hit like a home run and pick up like a J.D. Martinez from back in like 2014 where he came out of nowhere. People lost Freddie Freeman. I believe you lost Freddie Freeman, Corey, yeah. Right? Freddie Freeman was having a hell of a season. I mean, he was up there with Mike Trout. I mean, maybe he wasn't stealing bases. Maybe he didn't have 10 stolen bases, but he was killing it. He was one of the best players in baseball. Injuries are hitting everyone. I mean, I was pissed yesterday, too, about losing Gregory Polanco. The guy did nothing for 2 months. Finally, I put him in the lineup again this weekend. He starts hitting home runs.
I did the same thing.
He starts hitting home runs. I'm like, thank God. And then boom.
100%. I had Polanco on the bench. I was sick of this injury. Someone actually offered me a trade for Polanco last week. I declined it knowing he was coming back. He comes back. He hits home runs. Great. Put him in my lineup.
Freak injury. Like just running into the wall and kind of like his right angle. Like, well, he was diving in right field for a foul ball. Kind of like crunched against the wall and they had to cart him off. It was terrible. But just to say what you said.
Terrible.
Just to say, well, I know you enjoy injuries.
No,
but
no,
I don't.
I'm just saying, you were like, it was terrible.
It was
like,
terrible.
I feel
awful
bad
to watch. Well, you know, I don't think you do, but.
It kind of reminds me of Jacoby Ellsbury, who ran on the wall and was concussed. It's never, not going to be not concussed the rest of the year.
It's terrible.
No. But if Adam Ronis had it, you'd think it was great.
I think it's terrible.
No, but if somebody on your opponent has the player.
Let's not start this, Scott.
Let's not tell the truth.
Before something terrible happened to you. Okay?
Oh.
All right? Okay?
I'm standing up. What are you
going to
do?
You can stand up, then you're not talking into the mic.
You're not talking into the microphone.
Yeah,
you're not talking into the microphone. This is a radio show.
What are you
going to
do? I'm standing up.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah, I'm standing up. I thought so. You're a lot of talk. Anyhow, the one thing that. Look, there's no way you fully replace Trout. But I think your team doesn't have to die while he's out either.
I hope Ronis' team dies.
Everybody on it, right?
As a Trout owner, I really don't know what I'm going to do. There's really nothing out there in the 15-team league.
Because you took Trout in that in the New York main event you did with Vaccaro, right? Y'all took Trout 1-1?
I took Trout with Vaccaro in that in my super team, which I'm in the top 3 in the league. I got Trout. I got Polanco. So yesterday was a big day.
Yeah, but there's context, too, though, that we talk about with Greg. You're not in trading leagues, right?
You know, I'm in a non-trade league.
Yeah, so he screwed much more than, you know.
If I was in a trade league and I had Trout, I would be seeing what I can get for Trout. I know he's coming back in 2 months, but I ain't waiting 2 months. I want to continue to build on to what I have this season.
Yeah, no doubt. There's no reason
to
wait.
And that's something somebody's got me thinking about. I want to see who's low in the standings, and maybe I'll take a crack on them.
It's very interesting how, like, I do love Scott's eternal optimism, of course. Oh, I just need to pick up these categories. To me, Mike Trout is really a guy, much like Freddie Freeman at this point. So irreplaceable.
Well, what about if Scott sent you an offer for Jonathan Villar?
And you offered Mike Trout? I'll accept your offer. You want to do that right now? I'll do that.
No.
Okay. All right, at least you're getting a player for
next
2 months.
Get your speed back.
All you lost was speed.
Yeah, but I'm taking a hit in batting average, a big hit.
Well, no matter who you put in for Mike Trout, you're going to take a hit in batting average.
Yeah, I'm not trading Trout for VR. That's not happening.
Just saying. No. If all you want was speed, it's a great job.
I'm trying to make, you know, things. People come together.
Just saying.
I'm not doing it for him. Maybe for Billy Hamilton, I might do it.
Oh, Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, I might.
I'll bring my offer
to
my
one category player.
Yeah. Well, I need the category. I have pop and I
he's gonna drain your batting average.
If that is something you'd like to consider, I will bring it to my co-owner and we can see if that's a deal.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You've been doing this for years. Give me second thought.
You've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Years, Scott. Talking down on a player and drafting him or trading for him. You've been doing this for years. And I'm getting sick of it.
I really don't care what you think.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to care.
No.
That's why you don't win chips.
Let the barbs be accurate.
It's been a long time since we heard that one.
Yeah.
Kind of like the confrontational.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Especially during football season.
I don't know if I'm doing Trout for Hamilton straight up, but we can build something around that.
I mean, all I know is I have a player who's going to steal 100 bases. It's going
to
play every day.
I have to look at your team because.
Make the trade now.
I have to look at your team.
Do it,
you know,
man. Let's make some.
I'm trying. Matt.
The hidden batting average is not something I'm going to enjoy. So, something we can build around.
But you can also remember, I'm training for a player. It's not going to be back to August.
Yeah.
So I don't want to forget.
Yeah,
that.
But when you talk about, I'm in fourth place. You're in fifth. We're both in contention,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You could be looking down the line, and maybe this is why I won't trade Trout because. You know that he's coming back. I know you joked at the top, you know, this Remembrance Day.
Yes.
He could push you to the championship.
But I also want to remind you, and I think everybody should actually know this, is that when it comes to thumbs and wrists, you may come back and play, but you may not be ready to go until next season. I don't mean that lightly, right? Like, the power that is in those wrists and the grip that is in that thumb, it doesn't just come back immediately. And I'm not just saying that because of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
I've seen that many times with many players, that those thumb and wrist injuries are very, very important.
And but Scott, you shouldn't be so concerned about if he's in fifth. If you're in fourth right now, and say you don't do nothing with Trout, you could be sliding down.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't really be worried about other people. I'd be worried about myself, my team.
No, but I was saying about him trading for Trout, it's obvious he would want to do it because if he remains in contention, Trout could push him over the top down the stretch.
I will tell you this. Despite the power loss, I have received a message. We will do Billy Hamilton for Mike Trout, despite the power.
I don't know if I can do that.
Just
now,
saying.
No, now you're chickening out.
I'm just saying.
You're talking all that
you're
big trash.
You're getting the elite speed guy. You said all you needed was
talking all that
we
big
could build,
trash
build something
5 minutes
it.
Ago, 5 minutes now. Now the deal on the table, and all of a sudden, where's the nuts at?
I just said, where's my nuts at? I just said we could build something around it. Stay
all
out of it
is,
and root for players to get injured.
I'm building bridges, and Scott's building walls right now. That's all.
I love it.
It's something
I hear that from you.
It's something we can work around that I'll look at.
Yeah,
I might want to do it.
Look a little harder.
Yeah. And you, I got to look a little harder. Yeah.
Why?
Ain't nothing there.
Oh, he's a hater.
Yeah.